And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and joining me in studio is Sheriff Scott Owen here in Washington County. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm good. It's good to be here.
All righty. We got a lot going on. First things first, let's address the big story of the day and see where we are on this. There's word that we've had a death at the jail. What can you tell us?
Well, there's not a lot I can tell you other than it was a medical issue. Inmate suffered in the jail. He got tended to immediately with CPR and first aid and was transported out to the Jane Phillips Hospital and didn't survive.
All right. I know that there are some other things that preclude us a bit from going into further detail. That would be HIPAA and a few other things?
Yes, the HIPAA policies and medical policies that certain things we can't release. And we've at this point determined that the investigation into it's going to be handled by the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation.
Okay, so it's turned over. It's in their hands right now.
Yes.
And they'll find what they find and we'll know, I guess, when they're finished.
Whenever they finish their investigation, I'm sure they will make a release.
All right. Other things. There's a lot of good things going on in our community. I understand that we may have found a way for our deputies to make a little extra money, and it may come from a source called the comatose chicken. What's that all about?
Well,
I see comatose chicken, and suddenly I'm thinking chicken jokes.
Yeah, periodically we get requests for officers to work off-duty security details, and it's not uncommon for deputies to do that. Police officers have done it for years, and the way we handle that is they contract through the county, mm-hmm. and we were approached by a filming crew. They're making a movie, evidently, and using Bartlesville for the backdrop.
I'll be there.
They contracted to have a couple of deputies assist with extra duty patrol, traffic control last weekend. And they filmed kind of all over Bartlesville. After they left here, they were going into Osage County out toward Okisa. It's my understanding it was a trailer outfitted with like an interior vehicle, and they... it represents them just driving down the road, doing their thing, so.
Who knew that we'd be the movie mecca, huh?
Who knew that we'd be getting into the movie business?
Other news going on with the sheriff's office, the hats off to the community. We've had a tough year with the COVID-19, and that's really kind of put the damper down on a lot of nonprofits. Now, the Sheriff's Reserve, of course, you guys do a lot of things when it comes to Thanksgiving and for Christmas for those in need. And I understand that we might be seeing maybe a holiday miracle or two.
I really think we are seeing a holiday miracle. First of all, my staff at the office is very proactive in that, and it's a very important thing to us to be able to help the needy families around Thanksgiving to assure that they have a nice Thanksgiving meal. Everyone's got kids. And then for Christmas time, we want to make sure children enjoy the joy of Christmas and aren't sitting around without a Christmas tree, without gifts, things of that nature. And bottom line is, normally we have a big breakfast at the Masonic Lodge, and we couldn't have that. And we have the car show. We were able to have that. We had a really good turnout there. 119 cars
Woo.
Entered in that one. And then the Oldies and Goodies Car Club stepped up with a chip run. And through their efforts and some private contributions that came in that day, we netted nearly $4,000.
Wow.
The Masonic Fraternity has stepped up, as they always do, realizing that they couldn't help the community with breakfast. They dug into their own coffers and matched that money with some money from the Masonic Charity Foundation, and the local Masonic lodges brought us a check for $1,600.
Wow, that's a lot of.
I actually think we have surpassed last year's amount, and looks like we will have a good Christmas and a wonderful Thanksgiving. And in addition, we have several businesses partnered with us and put food collection locations up. One right across the street from the Boulevard Pharmacy, and there's a couple others around town. And the room is filling up with food donations, so the Thanksgiving food baskets are going to be very good this year.
You know, I've heard word that you even had some pies delivered.
Yes, we did. We had a big bunch of frozen pies brought in. We'd like to remind everybody that the application cutoff date for Thanksgiving meals is November the 10th, quickly approaching. Call and talk to my administrative assistant at the office by about 3 or 5 o'clock on the 10th, the last we can take, because we've got to put these all together. And then for the deadline for the Christmas applications will be November the 23rd, because we have to go out early, do the shopping, do the wrapping, and get everybody together. And we'll probably be giving those out around the 10th or 15th of December.
Wow, that's a lot of work on top of the regular duties.
Yeah, we're going to need some volunteers to wrap.
There you go. So, folks, let the sheriff know. Now, you've been very busy with a lot of cases, and I understand that we're getting to the bottom of a bunch. We've had some residential or personal property thefts that have been taking place.
Yes.
And slowly but surely been whittling away and getting somewhere on these.
Yeah, we're getting some leads. I think we're going to be putting some people in jail in the very near future. I would just like to encourage everyone, if you have valuables that have serial numbers or identifiable numbers on them, please write those numbers down. It makes it so much easier for us to recover those. It makes it to the point where we can enter those in the National Crime Information Computer. So if they find this article or this vehicle or this implement out of state, they can run that number and get a hit on it and recover this for us.
And I tell you what, just an ounce of prevention.
That's right. Watch out for your neighbors. Take video or photographs of your stuff to help your insurance claims, because if you have a loss, you're going to have a claim. Make it easier for your agent to help you to get that claim settled.
It also helps in identifying the property that gets recovered.
It does. Lock your doors. Lights at nighttime, security cameras, if you have those, are great. A real cheap alternative is trail cams. We solved a major burglary gun theft down by Oglesby with one picture off of a trail cam that was mounted by their house.
That's all it took.
Yeah, we recovered numerous guns. Miami PD found them over in Miami and recovered not only our guns, some other guns, some drugs. And I think they're making additional arrests in Ottawa County over there.
Well, son of a gun, all it took was just one little trail cam, and there you go. And I come from a small area, and I remember that urging citizens to lock their vehicles and lock their homes, it was hard for a lot of people to accept that where they had grown up all their life, that things were changing, and it really hurt their hearts more than anything else. But by golly, you got to do it.
Well, you feel violated because you are violated. That's your property. Yeah. Now, as we know, Bartlesville has suffered extensive vehicle burglaries, and we believe there's out-of-town crews coming up here and doing that. And in addition to that, we're suffering the same thing out in the county, just not to that large of a scale.
Sure.
But lock your cars. They're opportunists. They're looking for an easy fix. Do not leave guns in your car. Do not leave your purses, your wallets. That's what they're looking for. If they get your purse or your wallet, they've got your identification. They can, you can have an identity theft. They'll get your debit, your credit cards. They can ruin you financially. And heaven forbid you've left a gun in the car and that gun gets used in a violent crime, you could be probably brought into a negligence suit down the road. I don't want to see that happen to any of our citizens. We're a very strong 2A community, and gun rights, I think, are a very important right that's afforded to us in the Constitution, but also the responsibility goes along with that, owning that gun.
Is there anything we need to be looking out for other than, of course, for the possibility of burglars, people trying to make an easy access for themselves here. What should we be looking for this time of year as far as keeping ourselves safe, Sheriff?
Well, you know what your neighborhood's like. Everybody knows their neighbors. You know who belongs in the neighborhood. If you see a vehicle or a person that just doesn't fit, or you know they're not from that area, give law enforcement a call. We want to come out and talk to them. They may be perfectly innocent. They're legitimately doing a job or census report or something, but we need to know. On the other hand, they may be looking to break into your house, steal something, or whatever. Protect your children, protect your property. Give us a call. We want to find out what's going on.
All righty. And if folks want to help out with the reserve fund and everything else that's going on, how do they get a hold of you there?
Well, they can call the office at 918-332-4000. And if anyone wants to make a contribution, or they can mail it to the Sheriff's Reserve at 611 Southwest Adams Boulevard. It is a tax deductible. If you'd like a tax deductible letter, we will see that you get it. So we just want to thank the community. The outpouring of contributions and kindness has been unbelievable. As a matter of fact, at the Oldies and Goodies chip run, there were more tears shed over happy tears that day by my staff than I had Kleenexes for.
I got there just as things were closing down, and there were some people who had astonished looks on their faces, yeah. Yours included.
It was a good day. Cold day, but it was a good day.
Indeed. Sheriff, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure.
All righty. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Bartlesville High Football airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.